This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. They represent the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council, Melanie Storrell and Rhonda Stanley, in with us here this morning. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Rhonda, how long have you been a member of the council?
I've been a member of the council for roughly 4 years.
Why did you get involved?
It's a passion of mine. The kids and the community are important to me, and this is something where I found there was a need, and I could supply
a way to make a real impact.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Melanie, how about you? Why did you get involved?
I've been involved since 2018, and pretty much the same as Rhonda. I wanted to see more involvement in our community, more awareness about child abuse and child abuse prevention.
Child abuse is probably not an issue in rural areas that folks like to talk about very much. And we seem to think those kinds of things happen in larger populated areas.
Absolutely.
Not the case, though, right?
No, absolutely
Correct.
Not. It's a difficult subject to touch on, but it's something that needs to be addressed and taken care of and made aware of.
Is that part of the problem? Is that because it's such a difficult topic to raise, nobody really feels comfortable talking about the issues at all?
I believe
right.
so.
No parent wants to admit that they're struggling, and this gives us a way to approach a very sensitive subject in a very
whimsical way,
yeah.
almost a gentle way of touching base on it, on the subject.
Sure. What do you do at the council level? What type of things do you do?
We come up with many different activities and just fun things to do with the family. We have had booths at the fair, the Cass County Fair. We had a booth at the First Responders Family Night Out the past couple years. We also have, we do a coloring contest in the elementary schools. I believe that's elementary school level coloring contest of pinwheels, because pinwheels are the symbol for child abuse prevention awareness. We also gave out posters for teachers to hang in their classrooms with ways on them to encourage and praise their students.
Sure. So trying to do some things that are kind of visible, easy ways to kind of get the conversation started.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of what you target when you're looking for different activities and different
yes.
types of things to get involved in?
Yeah. Yes. Gentle ways to approach the subject.
Sure. Now, I see you've got a partnership going here with the Atlantic Rotary Club right now for another new program that you're working on.
Yes, we have come up with what's called the Family Tabletop Cards, and basically they are cards for families to look at with fun facts, trivia questions, games, just ways to spark conversation. We've distributed those to local restaurants all around Cass County. So while families are waiting for their food, it's a good way to maybe get them off their devices and interact some.
Yeah.
And they can also take those cards home with them and use them at home as well.
Sure. How did you come up with that idea?
It was just a round table discussion that we have. We meet once a month out at the extension office. Mm-hmm. And this year we brainstormed the family table talk cards.
Sure. Is this based at all on another program that maybe you've seen or heard about somewhere else? Or is this something different?
We have seen bookmarks made up, and we kind of piggybacked off that and decided to go with the cards instead of the bookmarks.
Mm-hmm. And so the hope is to just to kind of start the conversation again, to get people kind of talking about that.
Exactly.
Have they been out for very long now? Have you gotten any response, any real response back?
They've been out, I believe we put the first set out probably close to a month ago.
Okay.
Down at the Sweet Joy Coffee Shop, and then all the restaurants in Atlantic almost have them. And then the rest will be distributed this week and next week.
Sure. So if there is something that folks take home that they swipe from the table, that's what you hope it is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
They're laminated cards on a keychain, and they have different, every single set is different. And it's a way to get the families involved with each other and off their phones and open up lines of communication between the family, and so they can actually sit down and talk at the table like they used to back in
Back in the day.
What? Look at each other and actually talk to each other? Can't we just text each other from across the table?
That's what we're hoping to prevent.
That's right. Well, and, you know, and it's a wider ranging thing. We talk about child abuse prevention. You know, that sounds awful, but you get to the point where it's not just about that. It's about connecting and things like that, too, and communicating in an appropriate way.
That's correct. Absolutely.
And that's what's hard. Can you give us some examples of some of the things folks might be able to find from those cards?
Yes. One question would be, what animal would you like to talk to and why?
Another question is, if you won the lottery, what would be the first thing you would buy?
Oh, no. A new cell phone.
Yeah.
No, not that.
They also have fun Iowa facts. There's one that says one Iowa family farm grows enough food and fiber to feed 279 people.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I was expecting when you said these family table cards and it's the Child Abuse Prevention Council, I'm thinking to myself, okay, so you're trying to raise these types of issues, child abuse prevention issues and things, but it's really not necessarily based on that. It's just opening dialogue.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of stigma around child abuse, and if we can just get families talking about just basic things, it will open up the door for so many other things to talk about.
Absolutely. Yes. Was this a tough sell to the Rotary Club when you talked to them about maybe helping to fund this? They were on board right away?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Very good. Well, what other types of things? Do you have any more projects down the road that you're kind of kicking around a little bit? Or is this the latest one? We're going to work through this and see how it goes?
This is the latest one. Of course, this past April, we did the murals around Cass County. We had local students paint very large murals, and we hung them in local businesses around Cass County. So that was fun.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this effort with the Family Table Talk cards, this is really an effort to engage the entire family. You're not aiming all the programming at adults. I'm sure a lot of the programming that you do is probably normally aimed at adults, and this is trying to get the whole family involved?
Yes.
Is that an ultimate goal in the long term, is to try to engage the children a little bit more as well?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
It's you know, I don't know how you get kids to open up about those types of issues, but again, as long as you're fostering those good, positive relationships.
Mm-hmm.
How many folks are involved in the Child Abuse Prevention Council here locally?
Well, we have the Atlantic Police Department on board, mm-hmm. Cass County Conservation, Cass County ISU Extension, Cass County Public Health, Family Crisis Support Network, Parent Partners, and then community volunteers.
There are a lot of hands involved in this.
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
Wow, that's terrific. For folks who are involved, you both have been involved for a few years now on this council, and you've already talked about why you got involved. Other people, are you always looking for more involvement from people, groups, organizations?
Anybody's welcome to join.
Absolutely. Okay. We welcome volunteers.
How do they do that?
You can get a hold of Wendy Richter.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook page, Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. If you search Facebook for that, you'll be able to find us. PCAIowa.org is another way you can be in touch.
Very good. Well, mm-hmm. It's just an opportunity, I guess, to be a part of forming a solution to a problem that we know is there, but sometimes doesn't really surface until it's almost too late.
That's correct.
Yeah, this is an issue you really have to keep on top of, isn't it?
And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
We feel it's a soft way to open up to a hard subject.
Yeah. Usually if you get to that point where the abuse is visible to other folks, then it rises to a larger level. Now all of a sudden it might be a law enforcement issue or something along those lines, and we all know we don't want it to get to that level.
No, we do not.
Yeah, very good. All right. Have you seen, you've seen successes then with some of the programming that you've done?
Yes, we have.
Is there a way to really measure the successes that you have, or do you just continue to put forward ideas that you think will help to foster those goals?
We hear people around town, and the table talk cards are doing great. I've heard from lots of different people. They sit down, they laugh with each other, they have fun, they engage in conversations that they normally wouldn't. And so I've heard that, the buzz around town of different people who have spoke about it.
Sure, you bet. All right, very good. Well, that's all you can do is see what kind of feedback you get from something like that.
So it's good to hear that.
Yeah, and if folks have any feedback, would like you to know about maybe how that's affected you, they can always get a hold of folks involved in that council. And look for something new down the road, too, just something a little bit different. Those table talk cards, They're not very big. They don't take up a lot of space. They fit right there in your purse or your pocket. So take them home with you and get that conversation going.
And we will continue to have new ideas and new things coming out.
Very good. Somebody's walking around with a little trivia book then too.
Yes.
Come up with different things for the cards. Excellent.
They're fun.
Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And thanks for all that you do to help raise awareness of the issue. Rhonda and Melanie, we appreciate you stopping by today and continued success.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.